What time is it? Is it 11:45?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll ask the Oilim if we can close the doors just to get a little bit more concentration.
Every inch. He's giving the topography, right. The history, quoting the Nas.
Okay. Do you mind if I start, Rabbi Osai? If I can interrupt you, just because I want to be able to concentrate here. We're going to study a two-line sugya, almost. It's a very short sugya today, but there's a lot in those two lines of Gemara. And this is on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, which is back at the beginning of the sugya of Ner Chanukah, but we never really got a chance to sink our teeth into this sugya. So I think this would be a wonderful opportunity to do an iyun on this sugya, and it's a statement of Rava, which you'll see. Do you see a Tosfos that says Ubishas Hasakana?
Yep.
So if you go across the way, just drop down maybe one line, Omar Rava. The first word in the line is Shulchano.
Good. Sorry, Ner Acheres.
Excellent. Omar Rava Tzorich Ner Acheres Lishtamesh Liora. And then he says, V'i Ikamadora Lo Tzorich V'yodam Choshev Hu Afagav De Ikamadora Tzorich. Now, what's going on over here? Tzorech Ner Acheres means that in addition to the Ner Chanukah, you need another Ner. That's pretty strange. Why do I need another Ner if I already have a Ner Chanukah? So you all remember Rashi. Rashi says, Lasos Heker Ludovar. In other words, if he doesn't add an extra Ner, then the spectator, the onlooker, has no clue as to why he's lighting this ner. Is it something to do with a mitzvah? Is it something to do with person on ness? Maybe he just lit a candle because he needs light in his room.
But that's not a good reason for doing it.
And that's not a good reason for doing it. He has to do it for the sake of the mitzvah of Chanukah. So how do we accomplish that goal that it's clear to the onlooker, to the spectator, that he's lighting it for the purpose of Chanukah? And the answer is, says Rashi, Tzorech Ner Acheres, that if he has another additional candle, then that candle sends across the message that what he's about to do now is not to light a candle for his own purposes because he needs more light in the room, but rather he's lighting a candle for the sake of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If he wouldn't have lit that Ner Acheres, then the onlooker would mistakenly think that he's lighting a Ner for the sake of his own purposes. There's no Heker. There's no clear-cut indication that he's lighting it for the sake of the mitzvah. But now that he has a Ner Acheres, oh, he's lighting it for the sake of a mitzvah.
No, the opposite of you lighting it when it's still daylight, when it's a heker that you're lighting it for the shu mitzvah because you're not lighting it.
Right. The Dovra Matmiya, we mentioned the name of the Belezami Metz, is that why is he lighting a candle during the day? Here, why is he lighting a candle if he already has a candle lit? However, we don't need the Ner Acheres as an absolute requirement. The Gemara says if there's a Madora, there's plenty of light from the campfire or from other sources of light, then there's no need to add another candle. However, if he's an Adam Chashuv, generally speaking, an Adam Chashuv would not use the light of a Madora. Okay, that has to do with the sociology back in that times. We don't have to get into that now. But then he needs an Ner Acheres despite the fact that he has a Madora.
So is this Allah only than Yom Rishon?
I would hold off my questions until we get into the sugya. Just so we get our feet wet. Okay, because right now I don't know beans about what's going on. Oh. So now we get to the following question. Rashi has clarified for us that we need some sort of hekera to make sure that when he lights the ner, it's definitely going to be a ner mitzvah. And the question is, are we assuming that he is benefiting from the ner or not? So let's take a step back and ask ourselves the following question. Do we hold that asul l'shtamish li'orish ol ner chanukah or mutul l'shtamish li'orish ol ner chanukah? So Harvey, you weren't here at that time, but we had a long discussion about this point, and it turns out to be a machlokas between Rav on the one hand and Rav Huna, Rav Chizda on the other hand. Rav maintains that osel ishtamish liora, and Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, they're of the opinion that mutal ishtamish liora. So what's the deal over here? When we say according to Rashi, explaining Rava, that if we don't have a ner acheres, it's going to be an absence of heker, meaning that it's not clear that the ner is being lit for the sake of the mitzvah. Are we assuming that mutal ishtamish liora or osel ishtamish liora? So he says over here, again, I'm going to ask just for a few minutes till I understand where my head is holding. So he says the following. Bein lamanti omar osel ishtamish liora. Ubein lamanti omar mutal ishtamish liora. Whether or not we're holding that you're not allowed to benefit from the Nair, or whether we're holding that you're allowed to benefit from the Nair, Rashi is explaining that's irrelevant. That's not even a factor. Vafilu eino rotzel ishtamish liora. Even if he has no intention of using the Nair, mikolakom, nevertheless, he needs a Nair acheres for the purpose of heker. And this reflects the shita of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says, even if mutal ishtamish liora, and maybe dafka, even more so, according to the Ma'adi Yorah, mutal ishtamish liora, so you're allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah. What is the spectator going to think if you're allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah? Why did you light that candle? Hello, anybody home?
Must be to show that the Ner, the Chanukah candle was for a mitzvah.
Well, no, you're a step ahead of me. I'm asking a different question, Dr. Joel. I'm asking, if mutal ishtamish liora, I light an Ner Chanukah and I'm allowed to benefit from it, then what's the spectator going to think? What conclusion is he going to come to when he sees you lighting a Ner and you're allowed to benefit from that Ner? Nobody's following me?
Yes.
Again, I'm trying to explain why we need a Ner Acheres. So the Baal HaMor says, even if you hold your ladder benefit from the Ner of Chanukah, there's no prohibition. Nevertheless, you need a Ner Acheres. Why?
Exactly.
Excellent. That's what I'm saying. How would you know it's a light of Chanukah? After all, it looks like you're benefiting from it. It looks like you're allowed to benefit from it. In fact, according to Ismail, you are allowed to benefit from it. So therefore, where's the heker here? Where is it? How do we convey the message? What establishes the clarity that this Nair is a Nair mitzvah? It would seem like he's benefiting from the Nair. So the answer is, says the Baal HaMor, Tzarech Nair Acheres, Shelo Yeh HaRoa Omer Litzarko Hu Diadlik, to dispel that mistake and to make it clear that he's not lighting it for the sake of his own needs. And how does he accomplish that goal of making it clear that he's not lighting it for his own needs? Because he has added another Nair. And
so how does he know which one is Mitzvah?
Well, he doesn't have to know which one is Shem Mitzvah, but it's usually the second one that's the Shem Mitzvah, because which Nair actually lit up his...
He's using the first one to have light, maybe. So.
Yeah, he already has light. Ribbono Shel Olam, the place is lit up. It's got a Nair. So why is he lighting a second Nair? The answer is, he's lighting a second Nair for the sake of the mitzvah. That's what comes out according to the Baal HaMor. And the Baal HaMor points out that if you hold mutal ishtamish liora, then for sure you need a heker, because you're allowed to benefit from the Nair Chanukah. Again, you can't be mavaza the Nair Chanukah, but as long as it's not a bizui mitzvah, you can benefit from the Nair Chanukah. Okay, so now we're ready for the Gvuras Yitzchak. So I would ask you to open up to page Mem Beis. I hope you all have a copy of it. I made an X number of copies. Kol HaKodem Zocher, whoever's here got a copy of it.
Yeah.
Yechiel, you don't need a copy because you have it in your computer. Alan, hopefully if you don't have a copy, you can look on. And Dr. Joel knows it by heart anyway. So we're set to go. Okay. Comes along the Gvuras Yitzchak and he wants to know the following. And to me, in my mind, it's not even a question at all. But let's hear what his question is. He wants to know, when is it that he lights that extra Nair? For example, let's say he only lit one ner, and now somebody knocks on his door and he says, wait a minute, the halacha says you need a ner acheres. Can he add that extra ner after he's already relit his ner Chanukah? So he made a bracha, he lit a ner, and now he's adding a ner acheres.
But he's making a bracha as well.
He made a bracha, and it was a ner Chanukah, and everything is good, but he's missing the ner acheres. So right now, we're missing heker, meaning the spectator has no clue that he lit this ner for the sake of Chanukah. He didn't hear his bracha. Oh, so the verse Yitzhak says the following, Hine. This you'll see on the bottom of page Mem Beis. If anybody wants to follow inside the text, it's line 4 on the left column on the bottom. Line 4 on the left column on the bottom. Vehine, kaimol on we paskin hadlokos a mitzvah. We paskin that the entire mitzvah inheres in what? In the mice hadloka, that's called hadlokos a mitzvah. Tzorach iyun. He says, now let's ask the following question. Do we require hach ner acheres? We need that extra ner. B'shas hadloka. What does it mean, b'shas hadloka? Before he lit the ner Chanukah. So at the time he lit the ner Chanukah, he's already got the ner acheres. And now, when he lights his second ner, which is a ner Chanukah, it's hadloka osa mitzvah. Everything in here is an hadloka. Lo moil, according to this logic, it won't help him. Mashiyadlik ner acheres liachar hadloka. He's already done hadloka, the precondition to that hadloka for the kiyum mitzvah that has to have a keira. And at the time that he lit the candle, there's no akeira. Oh, Dilma, now he offers another possibility. Demoil, it's meaningful, and it would salvage the mitzvah. Now, when I saw this, I jumped out of my seat. How could it be? If adlokos a mitzvah, then everything in here is in adloka. At the time of adloka, there was no ner acheres, there was no heker. And yet he says, oh, or perhaps, and he's going to spend an entire essay to try to prove the second possibility, which is wild. De Moil, it would be meaningful, afilu in yadlik ner acheres liachar adloka. I'm telling you honestly, Rabosa, when I saw this, my eyes popped out. I thought, that's it. We're not going to learn the Gevurah Yitzhak anymore. it's impossible. Okay. So now, in order to understand where the Gevurah Yitzchak is coming from, how is it possible that you lit a Ner Chanukah without a Ner Acheres, and now you're going to add the Ner Acheres afterwards? We have to jump to another Sugyon, Daf Chav Beis. The Sugyon Daf Chav Beis requires that the Ner Chanukah be lit mi Pesach Beiso umi Bachutz. Where does it have to be located? Outside the house. Okay? Now, take a look on Chav Beis, Amid Beis. I'll tell you where we're up to, just so that you have a sense of what the Gemara has to say. We're counting up from the bottom of Chav Beis, Amid Beis. 7 lines, let's count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? It's a statement of Rome.
Where is it? 4 lines up from the bottom?
No, I meant to say 7 lines up from the bottom. Did I say 4? I meant to say 7.
Tashma.
Excellent. Omar Rav, after the Tashma. Hidlika mi bafnim, v'otzia, lo asa klum.
He didn't make a mitzvah.
Correct, why not? Because where did he light it? Mi bafnim. What's mi bafnim? Is that the makom of adlaka?
No.
But after he lit it, he puts it out on the outside. Now, he placed it subsequent to that locker in its right place. But at the time of that locker, okay, if Yod HaNochel submits a fine, but let's say we're going according to Mani Omer, that locker submits, but that's how we pass him. So at the time of that locker, he lit it in a place that's not appropriate for the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. So even though he brought it out later and now everything is set, you know, he's got an Ner Doluk in its makom, but nevertheless, where's that locker submits from? So Rava says, lo asa v'lo klum. If that be the case, then by process of analogy, we should come to the same conclusion that if he lights a ner Chanukah without a ner acheres. So at the time of that lucka, there was no hekera. Then we should apply the same principle and say lo asav lo klum. Everything good? Mm-hmm. Do you have the analogy? One more time. Just like in the case of Idlika Mibifnim, and then Otsiyam Mibachutz lo asav lo klum, says Rava, because at the time of that lucka, it was in the wrong place, and everything outslicked in that locker, everything in here is in that locker. So too, by process of analogy, in the case where he lit an Erech Chanukah, there's no Heker. Why is there no Heker? Because he hasn't lit what? An Erech Eres. Then even though he lights an Erech Eres afterwards, and everything looks hunky-dory right now, it doesn't matter, because we need that locker, and we don't have that locker. So at this point, I was very excited, because thank God he came to the right conclusion. But that's not really the case. Okay. Now, in order to appreciate what goes on now, and where the Gevurah Yitzchak is to turn the tables on us, we're going to have to turn to Daf, the same, we don't have to turn actually, we have to go early in the Daf by five lines, let's say. So again, we're on Chav Beis Amid Beis, and we're on the first Toshma, the previous Toshma. Okay, it's about 10 lines up from the bottom. The first word in the line is mitzvah. And again, if you're counting from the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis, you would probably be counting approximately 9 lines. I don't know, I didn't count it. Amar Rava, Hayatafus ner Chanukah v'omed, lo asa v'lo klum. The man lit his ner Chanukah while he was holding it in his hand. Lo asav lo klum. In other words, he didn't do anything. It's not valid because that's not considered a hadlaka. The Gemara is going to prove from this that hadlaka is a mitzvah, because if it was hanukah is a mitzvah, that's exactly what he has to do. He's got to light a candle and place it where he has to place it. So it's always going to be tofus ner Chanukah v'omei. But since we paskin hadlaka is a mitzvah, and right now the hadlaka is in his hand, it's not in its right place, then he's not yotze. So it means even though he placed it down subsequently, but since it was, shall we call it hadlaka psula, meaning it was invalid at the time of the hadlaka because he was toface v'omid, therefore a loss of lokum is not going to help him when he puts it down, right? Is that clear? That's what seems to say over here. Okay. So Rashi says the following. Rashi is 3 lines up from the bottom of the page. Hayatafus ner Chanukah biyado mishedlika ad shekovsa. Rabotai, let's focus our attention on this Rashi. Again, Hayatafus v'omei ner Chanukah, the pashtus is that all you need to tell me here is that that's not called adlaka, right? It can't be adlaka if he's holding on to the ner. If there's any profound indication that he's using it for his own purposes, is the fact that he's holding on to the ner. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Before Rashi, we're okay over here. Because tofus v'yomid means that's antithetical to a ner chanukah. Says Rashi, biyado mishehidlika ad shekovsa. Let's just first translate the words. Rashi says that he's holding on to the ner from the moment that he lit the ner until it went out. Why did Rashi have to add until it went out? Is Rashi trying to send us some sort of subliminal message over here?
Sounds like if he wouldn't put
it
down, it'd be fine.
It sounds like it's only possible because he didn't put it down. It's Achikovsa. He's left without a nair. But if he would still be left with a nair, he could just put it down in its place. And honestly, you know, as Chatoyeri Maskir, I miss this Rashi. I mean, this is such a fundamental Rashi. So if you're looking on page Mem Gimel with a paragraph that starts Ulam, which means, however, let's not draw the gun, let's not to be too quick to the draw here. And the one who notices this Rashi makes a gigantic deal about this is the Taz in Aruch Chaim Siman Tofresh Ayin Hey. Diek mi Rashi Shim Ochazo Biyodo Ktsas Zman. So he lit the candle, he's holding on for a time. V'acher kach meinicha kishehi. Okay, I'll add a word here. Adayin dolekes, right? So it's still alive and well. It's still lit. Yotza. Now, wait a minute. This throws a monkey wrench on everything we've been saying till now. We said that if he doesn't have the ner acher, when he lights the second ner, then he doesn't have heker. We said that if he lights it inside, there's no heker, and he can't just take it outside at the time of that dloka. There was no heker, and therefore it's possible. Now we're saying that he's holding on to the ner, and l'chora, that's not a ner. And yet, if he puts it down before it goes out, he's yotze. Hare, the afal gav de b'shas hadlok alohoy and nikar, shemadlik alitzorch mitzvah, ro om alitzorcho, if there's any case of litzorcho, this is the primary case of litzorcho. Mikol makom kol shemei nicha acher kach, v'nikar, now it's nikar, shaner ner chaneko yotze. Now this is wild because again Adlok also admits at the time of that Adlok did he have the heker? No. If he didn't have the heker, what's the status of that nair? Possible. If it's possible, how can you salvage it from the dead without doing a new Adlok? Yeah, he wants to put it out and then put it down and then rekindle it in its place, fine. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about just simply putting it down without a new Adlok. I'm telling you, Rabosai, get this. Makes me feel very nervous. You know, it's like so. Like I feel like the ground underneath my feet is just shaking. Here, it's like undermines everything we've been saying until now. How can you take Adlaka, which was absolutely invalid, and be makshid? You know, I'm always tempted to think that Rashi never wrote it, and it's a you know it's a Talmud Torah wrote it. You know, and the Taz makes a big deal about it.
Was he talking about the time when the proper hadlaka is outside or where it's inside?
Yeah, we're talking when it's outside, right? Yeah. So what's going on over here?
Why isn't it heker? He is outside, so. And the fact
again,
that
I don't know
because if you're holding lahadlich, he did light it.
Right, I'm not denying that he lit it, but if he's holding it in his hand,
is the proper place actually putting it down, or is the proper place being outside?
It's got to be placed down. Again, I'm not saying that the placement itself is the mitzvah. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is you have to have the nair in its right place, and then do the adlaka. If the nair is in its right place, and then you do the adlaka, then the adlaka is a mitzvah. But if it's not in its proper place, the man is holding the nair. What good is it if he puts it down later? We're holding adlokos a mitzvah. And now, based on this Rashi, he wants to go back to the original discussion that we raised. V'im kein lefi zeh, by analogy, l'chora, k'mochein, let's equate this with the din of Rav of Tzarech Ner Acheres. If Rashi's saying that you lit it while you were holding the nair, you could just put it down, and you yotze the mitzvah, then according to Rava, it means you could still salvage the mitzvah as long as the nair is daluk, even though the adlok itself was completely bereft of any hekera. Is yesh lomar de mahani nair acheres afagav shehidlik a nair aches liachar adloka. Oh, elu de tzarech iyun the ikar divrei Rashi. You know, again, you might have a case here. You know, at this point, I'm not sure what would he say about the other statement of Rava. We're doing a juggling act over here. We got to juggle three different statements of Rava. On the one hand, Rava says tzarech ner acheres. We thought that ner acheres would have to be before he lights the second ner, because then it generates the hadlaka of hekerim. Then we have another statement of Rava that says if you lit it inside and you took it outside, you're not yotze. Why? Because there was no hekera at the time that you lit it inside. Now we have a monkey wrench, because the third statement of Rava, which at least Rashi interprets, that if he's holding on to the nair when he lit it, he could simply put it down, even though at the time that he lit it, there was no heker. So he says that, you know, you could derive from the Rashi by Tafus Biyado that even in the case of Ner Acheres, he could supply that Ner Acheres after the Adloka. But again, we're going to still have to face the music about the case of Hidlika Bifnim. So let's read on. He says, El Tzorch Ir, Be'ikr Divrei Rashi, Shem Ochas Obiyodach Kachmei Nicho Diyotza, Maishno Me'ad Likr Bifnim, Ve'nikr Bachutz, Shalo Yotza. Kame Shalo Yeheker, She'ehei Ner Mitzvah, B'shas Hadlaka. If there's no Heker B'shas Hadlaka, then it's gone. You know, your Hadlaka is meaningless. You know, if you're lacking a Heker, it's not Hadlaka Shal Ner Chanukah. You can't salvage that Hadlaka. You have to start from scratch again. And the funny thing is, I have a suspicion that he, at this point, he's operating not with Svara per se. Meaning, what I mean to say is that he's not asking the question of all questions, which I think would be, how could Rashi possibly say that you put down the Ner? He's asking more a conflict or a contradiction in the what are the halachic principles that govern Ner Chanukah? Can you salvage a Ner Chanukah even if the Hadlaka per se was invalid? And here he says we have a contradiction. As far as Ner Acheres is concerned, we don't have a commitment one way or the other. As far as Tofus V'Omei, we have a commitment that you can salvage, let's call it a subsequent to the Hadlaka salvation. Right? Post Hadlaka. The title of this essay is going to be Post Hadlaka Salvation. Is there such a thing as post Hadlaka salvation? And he's positing a stira here, because on the one hand, Rashi confirms that there is a post Hadlaka salvation of the Ner Chanukah in the case of Tofus V'Omid. On the other hand, the Gemara says explicitly, the same Rava says that if he was Madlik Bifnim or Motzir Bachutz, and now he puts it in its right place, but since at the time of that Hadlaka it was invalid, there was no Akeira, there's no such thing as a post Hadlaka salvation. So we're left with a Stira. He's not yet raising, maybe he'll do it later, I don't remember, I did this on Shabbos, he's not yet raising the what I call the main question here, the one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Hadas over here, is that if Hadlaka also mitzvah, how can he possibly salvage if Hadlaka was invalid? You know, that question he hasn't yet raised. Right now he's sort of like trying to weave through the maze over here, you know, to try to establish the... I think logically his method is very compelling, because if the Taz in Rashi is correct, then that's what Rashi holds. You know, to try to argue with Rashi at this point is not valid. So the better way of doing it methodologically would be to see if we could work out this Rashi in terms of all the sugyas, and then maybe you could say Svara. Okay, that's just a comment of my own. So now we're up to the paragraph in Nira. Okay. Now Rabosai, this is the bomb. He's about to drop the bomb. Take a look at what goes on over here. Remember, Rava said that Hayatofus V'Omed, correct? Then he's not Yotze the Mitzvah. Why is he not Yotze the Mitzvah if he's Tofus V'Omed? So the Gemara says the following. One second, let me just read the Gemara. Omar Rava, Yitofus Ner Chanukah V'Omed Lo Osav Lo Klum Shma Mino Hanocha Osav Mitzvah. One second, Yitofus Ner Chanukah V'Omed. Right, I'm sorry. At this point, the Gemara thinks that if you hold Hanocha Osav Mitzvah, then this is exactly what you have to do to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You have to light it there and then place it down in the Mipesach base of a chutz in its right location. That placing it down is the mitzvah of Hanocha. So why does Rava say Lo Osav Lo Klum? Shma Mina Hanocha Osav Mitzvah. Oh, so now that you've told me Hanocha Osav Mitzvah, the Gemara says, oh, I understand why Tofus V'Omed is invalid. So the Gemara says, and why is it invalid? Because Hossam, in the case of Tofus V'Omed, is a roa omer litzarko who did not get laid. Why is he holding on to the snare? Because he needs it for his purposes. There's Rashi. Litzarko, this is two lines up from the end. Rabbi said, please pay attention. Dr. Joel, I need you with me now. Because what this if there's any justification to spend our last, whatever, I don't know how long we'll spend, on the Gvuras Ari, it's right here. This justifies all the hours of work we're going to put in to the Gvuras Ari. Take a look at this Rashi. It's mind-boggling. Rashi says, Litzarko lishtamish. Quit while you're ahead. You know, right now I understand Rashi very well. Litzarko means he's using it, he's holding on to Nair. It's like Bedikas Chometz, you know, he's checking for Chometz. Zot Rashi, look at the next three words. Veleka Heker Nisa. Now, Rashi constantly, when he speaks about Hekera, speaks about a Heker of a Nair Chanukah. You know, we need to know it's a Nair Chanukah. We need to know it's in their mitzvah, that he's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. We'll try to, as we go along, we'll try to compile the various Rashis. Let's see if I can, again, I don't want to miss the punchline here, because I woke you up for this, so I don't want you to fall asleep on me again. Rashi, take a look at Rashi Chaf Aleph Amud Beis on the first line. Asel Shtamish Liora, this is Rav Shita on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Nikar Shehu Ner mitzvah. He doesn't mention anything about ner met. What's the language here? Heker anes. He doesn't have heker anes. He has heker shu ner mitzvah. Okay. Here's another one. Take a look on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in the sugya of ner acheres. So the Gemara says that if he has a madora, he has already a very heavy source of light, then it's okay. He doesn't need an Ner Acheres. Says Rashi, V'yesh HaKeres, right? It's about 10 lines up from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi says, V'yesh HaKera, Shaner Shol Mitzvah. So the concept of HaKera, and I'm sure there are a number of other Rashis, is HaKera L'Shem Mitzvah. Because the opposite of L'Shem Mitzvah is Litzarko. So that if he's Nenev, if he's Mishtamish B'Ner Chanukah, which is the Sheet of Rav Huna and Rav Chis, they allow you to benefit from the Ner Chanukah, then it looks like he's lighting it with Sarko, it's not a Ner Mitzvah. Or, for example, if he doesn't have a Ner Acheres, then maybe he's lighting it for the sake of Litzarko, so it's not a Ner Mitzvah. That's what Rashi seems to be consistently saying. And I'm sure, again, there are other Rashis which I don't have in front of me, maybe he'll quote them, I don't remember. But when he gets to the case of Tofus V'Omed, Rashi says, V'leke Heker Nisa. So now we're up to a paragraph on page Mem Gimel that starts with the word V'nire. And he says the following. Rashi, on this sugya of Tofus V'Omed, says, Leke Heker Nisa. Lokosav Rashi, Leke Heker Shaner Shal Mitzvahi. Kiim leka heker nisa. My boy said, we're learning a methodology, how to learn a Rashi, and read it carefully. You could read this Rashi 1,000 times and miss the boat. Rashi is not using his classical terminology of heker mitzvah. He's talking about heker nisa. Mashma bidivrei Rashi, shebe'emes, lo choser ba'ner atzma, Shalokhashiv Ner Mitzvah. This is what you call a brisket tzvei dinim. He's saying that there are two different dinim in setting up this Ner. Two different requirements. The first, which we'll call the most basic fundamental requirement, is that he's setting up a Ner Mitzvah. And for that we need a Kera, and Rashi's gonna, like a parrot, he's gonna repeat himself over and over again, that we need Hekera, that he's lighting it for the sake of a mitzvah, not Litzarko. But now we get to a second level, a second requirement. And that is that we need Pirsum Hanes. So it means you can have something that's a Ner Mitzvah, but it's not necessarily Pirsum Mefarsim Hanes. Now, where does Tofus V'Omid fit in? Again, this is all at this point all very mechanical. You know, you have to just accept it on a level of Xeris HaKos, you know, just technicality. He's saying that according to Rashi, apparently, if you ask about Tofus V'Yomei, does it fulfill the basic requirement of a Hekel L'Shem Mitzvah? The answer is yes. Don't ask me why. I can't answer that question. But otherwise, why didn't Rashi, in line with his consistency, should have mentioned that Tofus V'Yomei is not what? It's not a Hekel L'Shem Ner Mitzvah. He doesn't say that. He gives you a much more slim or sophisticated reason why this Ner Tofus, this Tofus V'Yomei is problematic. And the answer is the Chisaron is not in the basic Chashivas of a Ner Mitzvah, but rather Ki'im Shechasim B'Pirsim Anes. Ulefi Zen Nire. Okay, so now we can already write the next line here without even looking. What was our point? Rashi says that if he was tofus v'omed ad she kovel, right? What was the language of Rashi? What was it, Sammy? Ad she kovsa. Implying that if he puts it down before kovsa, he can salvage the mitzvah, right? This is our post-hadlaka salvation. How is that possible? The answer is because it's a ner mitzvah to begin with. Because Rashi holds that Tofus V'Yomed is a ner mitzvah. Oh, you're lacking in what? In Pirsum. And it's not like a secondary condition. No, it's a primary condition called Adlokos and Mitzvahs. Adlok that creates what? A ner mitzvah. Are you with me, Rabbi Osai? Once you can check off that box of Adloka that created a ner mitzvah, you're okay. You have only one problem. There's no Pirsum Anes. That's what Tofus V'Yomed is Mafkia Pirsum Anes. It's not Mafkia the shame Ner Mitzvah, it's Mafkia the Pirsum Anes. So apparently according to Rashi, Al Shekel Kovso means that you can supply that Chisaron of Pirsum Anes post Hadlaka, because the Hadlaka itself qualifies as Hadlaka based on the fact that it's a Ner Mitzvah. Again, don't ask me why it's a Ner Mitzvah, I still can't figure that out. But it's an Ner Mitzvah, because otherwise why did Rashi have to say Lo Nikar Nes? Apparently Rashi is saying that it is an Ner Mitzvah, but it's only lacking a condition, and that condition is what? It's Persume Nes. And if it's only lacking a condition, Nira Desfile La Rashi, again, I'm not ready for questions because I'm still trying to digest this, so bear with me. But you know, I hope you feel the drama here. I mean, there's really something bombastic going on over here. And it's brand new for me. I don't know, maybe you guys knew about this. I never knew about this. This is like a fantastical chiddush for me. The ulefi zeh nira desfilei l'rashi, the afagav de betravayu lo yotza. In other words, both in the case where he lights it inside the house, and in the case where he's holding on to it, he's not yotza v'nei sharoa omer lo lav. L'tzarkohu demadlikom mikol makom. Nevertheless, there's a fundamental difference between Hidlika Mibathnim and Tofus V'Yomed. And then once we get the ground rules here, and we understand the boundaries, and when we classify it this way and that way, then we can come and answer our original question, what about the case of Ner Acheres, and is there post-Hadlaka salvation by lighting a Ner Acheres? He says the following. Chalukim ein beikar yisod dina. Dibachai gavne shedlika mibifnim. If he lights it inside his house, leka heker shaner shal. Excuse me, leka heker she haner shel mitzvah. I would clarify it a little better. Shaner who ner shel mitzvah. Whatever it is, but that's what he's saying. So we're lacking in the most fundamental element of Ner Chanukah, namely set up a Ner Shel Mitzvah. V'lo chashiv Ner Chanukah klal. It doesn't have the status of a Ner Chanukah. This is so abstract what he's saying. Are you with me so far? Yeah. It's not a Ner Shel Mitzvah means it can't be a Ner Shel Chanukah if it's not a Ner Shel Mitzvah. And the reason why is because he lit it me bifnim. And if you light a candle bifnim, back in those days, right? So that's not considered a Ner Mitzvah. L'kach lo yotza. Ay, acher kach. He nicha mi bachutz. Yeah, but he never lit a Ner Chanukah. Because he was lacking in an Ershel mitzvah. If it's not an Ershel mitzvah, then his adlaka is worthless. So again, getting back to that question, is there such thing as salvation post adlaka? The answer is no at this point, right? Because what was the adlaka? The adlaka was not of an Er Chanukah. It wasn't even an Er mitzvah. And why was it an Er mitzvah? Because he lit it inside the house. If he lit it inside the house, Rashi says it's not an Er mitzvah. If it's not an Er mitzvah, you can do somersaults in the air. There's no way you can salvage that Nair. It's not an Er mitzvah. And your adlaka was completely meaningless. Is then Be'inon sheyadlik ner Chanukah, and he hasn't lit in ner Chanukah because he lit it inside. Shemadlikam ibefnim lo chashav adlokas ner Chanukah. Masha ein came bechai gavna. Now we're talking about the case of what? Hayatafus biyado. Sham Rashi's implying nikar shaner hu ner shel mitzvah. Don't ask me why. If we can answer that, then we're really in good shape. But for some reason, there's a hecker here that it's a ner shel mitzvah. V'chashiv ner Chanukah, and if it does have the status of ner Chanukah, like chaseh bepirsum nisa, he's missing in pirsum ades. Oh, that's already an external condition, and that could be fulfilled even post hadlaka. Ulekach moel mashemenicha acherkach before kibui aner. Okay, Rav Moshe. So far, this is the structure of what we're saying over here. We still have to come back to Ner Acheres, and it's Chakir is going to be a Ner Acheres. What is it? Is it lacking in the basic status as what? As a Ner Mitzvah, in which case you can't add the Ner Acheres afterwards? Or is it lacking in the Pirsum Anes, and that you can fulfill later by adding a Ner Acheres? Okay, that's going to be his Chakir. So let's just go on a little bit, and I'm still in the stage of trying to get my feet wet here. V'hine b'shulchan aruch arachayim simon tofresh ayin aleph madlikim u'mevarchim b'beis ha'knesses mishum pirsumei nisa u'mevogin avram shom kosav di'imu somech l'chashecha v'terem shiyavo minyan l'beis ha'knesses. Wow, do you hear what's going on, Rabosai? We're on Erev Shabbos and we're lighting the candles in the Beis HaKnesses. You can't light it after Shkia. There's no minyan. What do you do? The whole concept of Adlaka Beis HaKnesses requires a minyan. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur to light Chanukah candles in the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Magen Avraham, even though he hasn't gathered together a minyan in the Beis HaKnesses, one second. V'terem shiavo minyan lebeis haknesses kadosh hayom, and it's the last minute before Shabbos. So the entry right of Shabbos is imminent. He has no luxury here. Let's wait for the minyan to get together. So what do you do? You're in an either or situation. Either you forfeit the mitzvah of ner bebeis haknesses because you don't have a minyan. Or alternatively, you're going to waive the requirement of a minyan and you're going to light the Nair anyway. Even though there's no minyan there. Because otherwise, you know, if you're going to wait for the minyan, it's going to be too late. It's Atat Shabbos. Now, I would have said in such a case before I saw the Magen Avraham that forget it. You can't light a Nair Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses without a minyan. Says the Magen Avraham, an unbelievable Chiddush. He says, Mikol Makom, it came unto Ika Persume Nisa. I hear the word kevon. You know, we got about ika versume nisik sheyavo ksheyavo achar kach lebeis haknesses. You know, people are late for davening, but we know they're going to show up. We hope they'll show up. Otherwise, the bracha is a bracha mantola. But he says, if ultimately we win the lottery and the minion gathers together again, it's too late to late in their Chanukah because it's already Shabbos. Is then we yotzei the mitzvah of adlakas ner. Shiva Beis HaKnesses. Rabosei, here's another example of a post-hadlaka salvation. At the time of your hadlaka, there was no minyan. So the whole point is just an exercise of futility. It's meaningless. No. It's not lacking in the Shem Ner Chanukah. It is a Ner Mitzvah. It was lit in the Beis HaKnesses for the purpose of the Mitzvah of Chanukah. But it doesn't have the clincher of what? Of Pirsum Anes. So let that clincher of Pirsum Anes come later when the minyan finally gathers together. V'dami lemadlik berachov b'shasha ein sham ish. Now this Magen Avraham's equation, this is wild. The Magen Avraham says, you know, it could be that at the time that I light the Ner Chanukah, there's no one in the streets. You know, I'm not, nobody guarantees me that somebody passes by my house, punked exactly when I lit the Ner. So nobody's watching me. Now you and I might say, well, maybe it's Pirsum HaNes for himself, I don't know.
But time dependent.
So the time period is what's going to be covered. If it's a time period where we can expect people to come, then that's enough. He says, "Afal gav di ein sham ish v'achkach yovo anoshim." People come later. So, now again, Phil, you're pointing out that lechora, this is what we call in Yiddish "boidim mitpolitzes." I mean, he's comparing two different things that have nothing in common over here, because you know there's such a thing as a shear of zman, and that's when you have to light Ner Chanukah. Do I have to go outside and look around and see if there's a person? Oh, schlepping someone to see my Ner Chanukah? There's no such din. But what does that have to do with Ner Sheva Beis Hamikdash, Beis HaKnesses? There we need a minyan in order to take off. You know, take off in order to get there on time for Shabbos, pardon the pun, if you know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about. You do know what I'm talking about. Okay. Man, they're going to sue their pants off. Yeah. I hope they win the case.
But you know there'll be enough people there.
Where? On the LL flight you talk about? what are we talking about? I just want to make sure you know it.
There will be. I mean, there, you know, it may not be there when you light it, but there will be a minion at some point, shortly thereafter.
Right, but I'm just saying that, you know, to make the equation, you know, if you're saying a chiddush and you're saying that I could light the Ner of Beis HaKnesses even though there's no minyan there, and I'm going to make a bracha, and that's a big chiddush to make a bracha when there's no minyan, because the whole chiyuv emerges when there's a tzibur. Now you're going to tell me, but wait a minute, no one's washing my Ner when I let, that's ridiculous. That doesn't prove a darn thing. That's not a chiddush. I mean, nobody says that you have to run around and look for someone to watch your Ner. I mean, that's crazy. The halacha sets up standards, and at certain time, you know, it's a time when there are people in the shuk. It doesn't mean that, you know. And what if I live on the corner there, you know, and nobody walks by that corner. I live in a Fadarmina town somewhere in the middle of Virginia or something, and there nobody's seeing it. So you're going to tell me I'm not yotzi the mitzvah?
So why is it different in the Beis?
I'm just saying the Magen Avraham's equation. No, because in the case of the Beis Knesses, we're not talking about, you know, what we have is zman. We're talking about we don't have the basic requirements of the mitzvah of Ner Sheva Beis HaKnesses, which means a tzibur. But you're saying that later on the tzibur will come. But later on is after the hadlaka. Here, I couldn't care less if nobody ever sees my Ner Chanukah. Nobody's going to tell me that in order to be yotze the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, I have to make sure that somebody sees my Ner Chanukah. There's no such din. So I'm just saying that the, you know, if the Magen Avraham is using this for pedagogical purposes, you know, he wants to convey a message to us, that nanicha, that's okay. But if the Magen Avraham is trying to set up a halachic analogy, and he's saying, I can stand on the shoulder, he realizes the Magen Avraham, he's stepping out into the wand, Uyadi, here, to say that you can light the candles without a minion. And then to say I stand on the shoulders of the din that I can light an Ner Chanukah when there's no one standing outside to watch my Ner Chanukah, I mean, that's not a proof for anything. But in any event, what do we want to get out of this? The Pirsum HaNes element, right? He says the following. Harisha Kosev HaMagen Avraham did Pirsume Nisa, the requirement of Pirsume Nisa, Eino Toli B'Shas Hadlaka. It doesn't have to be there up front. At the moment of Hadlaka, is another brilliant breakthrough, an example where you can fill in something after that Hadlaka, and that Hadlaka itself in and of itself at its time is not really Hadlaka, but the answer is it's only lacking in Pirsum HaNes. And if it's lacking in Pirsum HaNes, I can supply what's lacking, the Pirsum HaNes, subsequently after that Hadlaka. The afim b'shas hadlaka lonis parsei manes. So enochinami, when I lit the candle, I was not successful in publicizing the miracle because I don't have a public here. But raknistase achikach, later on I'll get the pirsum anes. I can achieve that goal later on. Is shapir dami? It's unbelievable. But Rabos, I'll give you an example of my dover dome if you don't mind. You know, there's a sugi in Ksubis called ger kot matbilino saldas bezdi. So that means that we could take a non-Jewish child, again under certain circumstances, we're not going into the sugya, and we could be megayer him. Now, gerus is made up of the following three elements. There's mila, in the case of a boy, there's tvila, and then there's kabbalas ol mitzvahs. The child is incapable of kabbalas ol mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, we'll wait till he becomes a gadol. And when he comes a Gadol, he'll be Mekabel the Mitzvahs. And if he rejects it, and he says, you know what, I'd rather be a Goy than a Jew, say, no chinami, the whole deal is off. But if at the end of the day he accepts it, so Rav Moshe, what's going on over here? Tosis says, again, this is a gigantic machlokas Rishonim, but Tosis Shita is, he's a Ger Gomur, he's a Jew, from the moment that they threw him into the mikvah. He's a zero-year-old baby, right? He was just born. And he's a full-fledged Jew. You can eat later on, you can drink from his wine, and you can drink, if there's a goal over there, you can check the animal. He has all the dinim of a Jew for all Doraisa halachas. What happened with Kabbalah's old mitzvahs? And it comes out, there's a mind-boggling chiddush over here, that what really generates the gerus is mila and tefila. The Kabbalah's old mitzvahs is something that has to be filled in. If it could fill in, we could wait 13 years until finally fulfill this condition. So when it comes to the Maisa Machayev, you know, you need that at the time that you do the Maisa. But if you talk about external conditions, they can be supplied even later, even subsequent. So you have a condition here, Pirsum Anes. You've got to get the Ner Chanukah to the point where it'll be what? Pirsum Anes. Are we all on board for that? Pirsum Anes. The Pirsum Anes can come subsequent to that Loka, as long as you have a Ner Chanukah. So he's saying that according to the Magen Avraham, you can generate a Ner Chanukah simply by the fact that now you are lighting it for the sake of Chanukah, even though you don't have Pirsum Anes. And when the Tzibur comes, when they gather together a minyan later on, oh, there's the Ner Chanukah, then everything is perfect. What happens if a minyan never shows up in Shul? I don't know. You know, you better make sure you get a minyan later on, because otherwise your bracha, in that case, I wouldn't want to be the volunteer to make the brachas. You know, they sometimes they machabed you. I remember I visited Karen Biavta about 20 years after I graduated the yeshiva, and Rav Goldberg gave me the covenant to light the nair in Karen Biavta on Chanukah. After the shiur, if you're interested, I'll tell you why he gave me the covenant, but that's a different story. Okay, that's politics already, you know. Because Rav Govik was very happy that I went on to the right yeshiva afterwards, you know. But that has to do with heavy, heavy politics, if you knew Rav Govik. In any event. So in this case, where there's no minyan on Erev Shabbos in the shul, and they gave me the covet to light the Ner, I wouldn't want to take that covet. You know, you want to take it, you know, you want to assume that the minyan is coming, it's on its way, that's fine. V'im Kain. So what does the Gvuris Yitzchak want to gain from this Magen Avraham? To him, this is a breakthrough. This is a precedent. This is an analogy to our case. Hu adin kmo chein achdina dehayatofus aner biyado. And Rashi says the problem is pirsum anes. It means that achas in pirsum anes, and it is an ner chanukah. Shapir mahani yemenicha. He puts it down afterwards. Masha enken b'chay gavne shemadlika mibifnim lo chashiv ner chanukah. It's not considered Ner Chanukah from the time of that Hadlaka. It's not just a Chisaron in what? In Pirsum Anes, it's absent the Hadlaka and the Shem Ner Chanukah. It's therefore you cannot salvage it subsequently when you take it outside Mibachutz. Oh. Now we get back to full swing to Ner Acheres. Now I'm going to try to guess what he's going to say. Anybody want to guess? What would you say now after we've worked this through? In the case where he lights the Ner Acheres after the Hadlok, is that a chisaron in the Shem Ner Chanukah as far as Ner Mitzvah is concerned, and therefore it's not going to help when he lights the Ner afterwards, or is it just a chisaron in Pirsum Anes?
That's what he would do, because he'd say when he lit it was Ner Chanukah. And he has the Pirsum Yifnah.
So I would have said the opposite. Let's see. Maybe you're right and I'm wrong. I honestly don't remember.
And does it maybe only become an Ner Mitzvah after the Ner Acheres?
That's what I would have said. So let's see if that's what he's going to say. And I think it's based on Rashi, right? Let's see. Oh, Lefi Amavur Nireh Debahach Dina Derova Detzorech Ner Acheres Shapirish Rashi. Oh, he's going to quote the Rashi. De'i Lav Hachi, if he doesn't have a Ner Acheres, Leka Akeresh Aner Shal Mitzvah. Let's see if we can find the Rashi. I think we had it before. What daf are we on now? On Chaf Alpha Amid Beis, correct? Have it specifically. You get good exercise for your fingers here. Okay. So Rashi says, "V'tzarech ner acheres, lasos heker b'davar." Okay, that's not totally convincing, because you don't know, maybe heker l'shem pirsum, I don't know. But he's more outspoken in the next Rashi, because Rashi says that if you have a Madura, you don't need a Ner Acheres, because Madura is even better than a Ner Acheres. And Rashi says, in such a case, Yesh Akeira, Shaner Shal Mitzvah Hi. So Rashi is clearly dealing with the basics, the most fundamental requirement of Ner Mitzvah. Oh, if that be the case, then he says that Be'inon HaNer Acheres B'Shas Hadlaka, right? We have to generate a status of a Ner Mitzvah at the time of Hadlaka. That was the basic requirement. There's no salvation if it's not a Ner Mitzvah at the time of Hadlaka. The Hadlaka is a Mitzvah. V'lo Choshev Hadlaka's Ner Chanukah B'li Ner Acheres V'havi K'mo Hidlika Mibifnim Shelo Yotza Af Agav She'nicha Achir Kach Mibachutz. So we have now basically four cases. Two fit in one category and two fit in the opposite category. So let's go through the four cases. The first case will be the case of Tofus V'Omed. That Rashi says in Tofus V'Omed, he won't fulfill the mitzvah if he remains in that situation until after Kovsa. But implying that if he puts it down afterwards, he's yotze to the mitzvah. And we'll combine that with the other Rashi. The Rashi says Tofus V'Omed is lacking in Heker HaNes. So it means the basic requirement of their mitzvah you can accomplish, even though he's Tofus V'Omed. I mean, that needs requirement, needs a lot of thought, why that's so. So there is post Hadlaka salvation. Number two, we have the Mogen Avram about Beis HaKnesi. He doesn't have a minyan when he lights it. That's also a chisar, not in the Ner Mitzvah status, but in the Pirsum HaNes. And that can be fulfilled later when the minyan finally gathers. Those are the two cases that we have that break new ground in Hilchas Chanukah, and they establish a post-Hadlaka salvation because the chisar is only in Pirsum HaNes. Now we get to the other two cases. Number one, we have the case of Hidlika Mibifnim. That's going to be your paradigm of there's no such thing as post hadlaka salvation. So even though he places it outside, he cannot salvage the mitzvah. That's because bifnim is not, there's no heker that it's a ner mitzvah. So it's lacking the fundamental requirement of a ner mitzvah. He can't salvage that. That's not hadlokas ner chanukah. And we paskin hadlokos of mitzvah. Now we have the second case, which is the chiddush of the Gvuras Yitzchak. And again, I wouldn't have said it was a chiddush, but now I see it's a chiddush. And that is that if you don't have a ner acheres, now let's read the Rashi carefully. And Rashi says, well, it's lacking the heker that it's a ner mitzvah. In such a case, like the case of Hidlika Mibifnim, a post Pirsum HaNes is not going to help you, because at the time of that Hadlaka, when you lit, there was no ner acheres. And again, if you add the Baal Amar, by the way, it really shines bright here, because the Baal Amar says that we're holding now that Mutal Ishtavish Liora. So it's Mutal Ishtavish Liora, and he's lighting a Nair, and there's only one Nair in the entire room, right? Because he hasn't lit a Nair Acheres, then what's the spectator going to think? So it's lacking the very basic status of a Nair Mitzvah. And if it's not a Nair Mitzvah, there's no Adlokas Nair Chanukah. And Adlokos and Mitzvah, it's not going to help you if later on you take another Nair and you add a Nair. Wow. It's pretty impressive, I have to tell you. I don't know if you're excited about this. I'm like thrilled. Oh. Now he says the following. V'hine b'chai gavna de'ika maduras eish hu adam chashuv she'tzarech ner acheres p'yush rashi di lo lavi hekem l'shonu mashba Davichad din im ikar dina de rabbi de tzotlas the lakos heker shaner shal mitzvahi ulam zelishon Rashi al arif. Now I need a little history here. If anybody could Google this, or if you know it on your own, or maybe where's Mitch? He's my big fan of Steinsaltz. Maybe Rabbi Steinsaltz has something to say about this. I don't know, but there's also something called Rashi on the Rif. Now Rashi on the Rif, I would tell you the following. Any discrepancy between Rashi that's published on the Rif and our Rashi on the Gemara indicates that Rashi on the Rif is not Rashi. Who is it? I don't know. It's a Rishon. It has to be taken seriously, but it's not Rashi. So he says the following. Rashi al Rif, Ner Acheres, Lasos Heker B'Dover. Does everybody have page Mem Dalet? because we're turning out to be v'ika madoras eish v'yesh heker shaner ner mitzvahu v'yadam chashuv utzarch ner aches l'shtameish d'ilav lovi heker nes. Wow. Here's another Rashi, again, I don't know if it's really a genuine Rashi, but it's Rashi on the Rif, who indicates that Heker here is Heker Nes.
What's that?
Oh, so what's that? So we had a Rashi before on Tofus V'Yomei, the Rashi says it's lacking in a Heker Nes. Now we're saying that in the context of Ner Acheres, that's Sugiv Rava, we also have a concept called Heker Nes. But notice that there's something strange over here. Go back to the previous Amud. Rashi on the Rif, when he says Ner Acheres, you need a Ner Acheres, he says Lasos Heker B'Dovar. That Rashi is sort of parva, it's neutral. He doesn't mention Nes, he doesn't mention Ner Mitzvah, you don't know which way he's going. Then we get to the case of Adam Chashuv, and the Adam Chashuv desperately needs a Ner Acheres. He's not going to be helped. He's not going to be saved by a Madura because he's an Adam Chashuv. He doesn't benefit from a Madura. And here Rashi on the Rif says we need a Heker Lines. It's a little bit strange why Rashi didn't say that up front at the very beginning of the sugi when Rava pointed out that you need a Ner Acheres. Rashi should have said Heker Anes. Only when he talks about the Adam Chashuv, all of a sudden Rashi introduces the concept of Heker Anes. Hareshashina Rashi Bilshon Rashi made a change. Gabi Adam Chashuv, lo kasuv deleka heker, which means the way he's interpreting that there's no heker, that this is ner shel mitzvah, ki im deleka heker anes.
That's an essential.
Right, but why does Rashi wait till he gets to Adam Chashuv? That's a pella. I mean, if you could solve that problem for me, Harvey, then you deserve a PhD in Talmudic literature. I'll be the first one to sign. My signature is worth zero. Anyway, v'nirim izeh the sphere leila Rashi the mechay gavna sheyesh madora. Right? Oh, interesting. Very good chat. Wow! This is mamish impressive. This is I'm pushing brought to tears. This is so impressive. I can't believe it. He says the following: the man has a madora. The place is totally lit up. So what's the deal over here? What's the problem? Why does he need an Ner Acheres? You know, it seems like it's so ridiculous. Like Shraga Matira by Mahani, he's got a Mandora. You know, everything is lit up. So here Rashi says that because he's an Adam Chashuv, we're missing something, you know, Epis something, but not the real Makor. You know, we have a Mandora. So we have Mandora that when he lit the Ner Hanukkah, he's got an Ner Mitzvah. Why is he lighting it there if he's got a Madora? Oh, so Rashi says that it's a different issue entirely. Leka Hekera Hanes. Now it's a problem of Hekera Hanes. The Rashi Sviel, the B'chai Gavna Sheish Madora, Af Biyod, the B'choshev Yeh Heker, Shaneru Ner Shal Mitzvah, Tak Choseh Bobi Pursume Nisa, V'naf Kamina. And this has tremendous implications. Why? The Afgav to the Ikar Aloch the Rav being a Ner Acheres b'shas Hadlaka. As we said before, Rav will establish that you must have the Ner Acheres at the time of that Hadlaka. You can't supply it later on because you're lacking in the very shame Ner Mitzvah. But Kol Kav Kai Gav, but in the case of Adam Chashuv who has a Madora, Afgav Shu Adam Chashuv, he needs a Ner Acheres, but that Ner Acheres is not because at the time of Hadlaka he didn't have a Ner Mitzvah. He had a Ner Mitzvah. Rashi's saying that the Chisaron here is a Ner Lipirsum Anes. Velo be'inan a Ner Acheres b'shas Hadlaka. V'afil yadlik acher kach v'ilais the second Ner afterwards. Gam kein mo'il kevon delo be'inan Ner Acheres rak k'dei lefarsem Anes. So before we go on, you know, he has one more piece here from the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha. It seems to me, in my limited understanding, that the man is saying the following. There are two categories of requirements in Ner Chanukah, and we have to differentiate one from the other. Okay. One category is in the Ner itself, and the other is in the interpretation of the Ner. Meaning, what impression is the spectator going to get, or what misimpression, when he sees the Ner? Let's see if this works. So let's take case number one. Case number one is he lights inside the house. Here we have an objective deficiency in the Ner. In other words, when we talk about where the Ner has to be located, where it has to be situated, here, the spectator, in his misunderstanding of why you lit the Ner, undermines the entire status of the Ner. And why is that so? Because it's an objective condition that always applies to Ner Chanukah. What is the location of the Ner Chanukah? If we're talking about the location of the Ner Chanukah, where in the face of the universe, in the globe, does it have to be located? That's objective. We're only using the spectator as a barometer to determine where is the location of a Ner Chanukah. Once we define the location of a Ner Chanukah, then if it's not in that location, that hadlaka doesn't register as hadlaka at all.
It's not relevant. Okay?
So give me a second, Avi. I'm going to try to put two cases into this category. Number one, Ner B'Toch Beiso, Hidliko B'Toch Beiso. And number two, Tzorech Ner Acheres. Just 1 second. Tzorech Ner Acheres, yeah. What does it mean, Tzorech Ner Acheres? Again, Tzorech Ner Acheres is not a location, but it is objective. What I mean by objective is it sets up the procedure, all the requirements of what is Adlokas Ner Chanukah. The requirement is that just like you have to be outside when you light the Ner Chanukah, you also have to have another Ner if you're lighting a Ner Chanukah. There's got to be another Ner. So in both of those cases, there's no such thing as post Adlokah salvation, because the act of Adlokah was puzzle in its very essence. It was lacking either in its location, or it was lacking the formality of a condition that requires that there be another source of light before you light. Then there's another category, and that's called Pirsum HaNes. So in the case of Tofus V'Omed, Rashi is saying that inherently there's no objective deficiency in location. The location is fine. You know, there's no difference between a table or a chanukiah, or a floor, and his hand. Again, you have to figure out how that works out with the rabbi. Never mind, forget that. But there's a rabbi that says you have to have a menorah. So I don't know why Tofus V'Omed should be. But anyway, let's assume we don't hold like the rabbi. So all you need is an Ner Chanukah. I lit this as an Ner Chanukah, so I'm holding on to it. Put it down. So Rashi says that there's nothing objective that will undermine the location of the Ner. And there's no procedural prerequisite requirements that will undermine the Ner. What you need is Pirsum HaNes. We have to make sure that the onlooker has the possibility of understanding why you lit that Ner. And in this case, we're going to say that there's a chisar, there's a deficiency in Pirsum HaNes. In the case of the Magen Avraham, it's a little bit more sophisticated, because there is no possibility of Pirsum HaNes. But nevertheless, He's lighting it, whoever is, you know, whoever they honored, you know, for the lighting of the Beis HaKnesses, he's lighting it as a base, as what? As an Ner Chanukah. Where is it located? It's in the Beis Knesses, you know, it's on the menorah, he's not holding it, it's on the south side, whatever requirements there are. Now, Vos, the spectator is not available. You know, that's not a din in the Ner. That's already a din in the subjective appearance or presence, that's a better word, a presence of the tzibur. Now we get to the case of Adam Chashuv. The Adam Chashuv did not light a Ner before before he first there before he lit his Ner Chanukah. Oh, but what was there? There was a Madura. If there was a Madura, that fulfills the objective requirements. The problem is that the spectator might say, well, that Madura is not going to help the Adam Chashev. He's got a longer bod and payas, and his beard is getting white already, and he's not going to, it's below his dignity to use the light of a Madura. You know, that's for the kids, not for the adults. You know what I mean? So in this case, the problem is not in the formality of what procedure has to be fulfilled, nor in the sequence, nor is it a problem in the location. Everything is fine, but we have a chisaron in the spectator. Okay, now vehine habir alocha b'siman tofresh ayin aleph hevi me'amogin avram diafilu misha elo nera cheres lishtamish liora. Here's an interesting case. The man has in his possession, his treasury, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, he has in his arsenal, we'll use that word, right? He has in his arsenal one ner. That's it. So if you ask me, I would say that he can't light that ner because it's lacking in heker. Says the Magen Avraham, in such a case, right? In such a case, in elo elit rak nerech, mikolokom yadlik asaner v'yivarech. Now, if he didn't add the bracha, I would say, okay, you know, it's nothing is lost here. You know, it's not tragic if he didn't fulfill any mitzvah. But apparently, the Magen Avraham understood that the requirement of Ner Acheres is only lechatchila, and he can still make a bracha. Rabosai, who could guess what's coming around the bend without even reading it? How's he going to make a bracha on a Ner that doesn't have a Ner Acheres? So if we're talking about the case of an Adam Chashuv, then I could give an answer, because in Adam Chashuv the only chisar Rashi says on the Rif is because of Persume Nisa, but yet the very basic mitzvah of Adlaka he can fulfill, let him make a bracha on that.
Well, that wasn't Adlaka the Rebbe told us either. When you're holding the candle and it's only lacking Persume Nisa, you're not Yotze. So where's Magana's proof that just lacking Persume Nisa you can make a bracha? Rebbe's case where Rashi tells us lacking Persume Nisa, where you're holding the candle in your hand, and right, you put it down. You didn't say you were Yotze, but you should put it down. You're not Yotze.
Ah, I thought Rashi, the whole premise of this article was that as soon as he puts it down, he's Yotze.
As soon as he put it down, but, right, but lacking that, it's not, you can't be Yotze with it, even though it's only lacking Persume Yotze. So here he's only lacking Persume Yotze. Why should I be allowed to be able to make a bracha? When you put it down, you're not lacking anything, so it's not
even if it wasn't on him, one second, let me just think. Again, he's lacking in Pearson and Ness. You mean to say he doesn't have an Erechers, so he's not going to be able to supply the Erechers. Yitzarech Iyun, the Maishna Medlikim Ifnim Otzimachus Lo Yotso, Nehine Zel Shon Aran, Uvashasa Sakona, Meinichal Shulchona Viafal Pi, Demand the Chazia, Sober the High Ner Lav Mitzvahu, El Nerohu. I think he's going to reinterpret this Bir Alocha, this Magen Avraham, as saying that we're talking about Shasa Sakona. I don't know, let's see. Lefize Yishlom, the Afagav Takinu, the Tzorach Nera Cheres, Lasos Hekesh, and Nera Shal Mitzvah. But you have to add a footnote here. That's only after Shasa Sakona. So again, he's saying that Shasa Sakona completely replaces the requirement and completely nulls and voids the requirement of Heker. You don't need Heker because there's no Heker in the case where he's lighting on his Shulchan. So I think at this point he's trying to suggest that the Magen Avraham is only talking about Mishasa Sakona Vielu. Okay, so that has nothing to do with our whole discussion here. You're right. This is totally off the beaten path. You know, you want to know. So for example, if you hidlik over b'fnim, so what's the din of hidlik over b'fnim in bishas hakor ve'elo? That's exactly what he has to do.
Right.
Now, what was the other case? Let's say we said that right, that tzorch ner acheres. Yes, so tzorch ner acheres is because of pirsum hanes, but here it's. Achein akati tzorch iyun da hadin da dlika mi b'fnim v'otzia mi b'chutz lo yotza mivnei she'eno nikar da havi ner mitzvah v'fuh b'shul roch chaim z'n b'achim v'gin avram shav ne'afil b'zman. Here's the punchline. Is afil b'zman hazeh lo yotza mivnei she'eno nikar da havi ner mitzvah tzorch mi b'shul kosev aran ari ikat takonish v'nichal shulchon v'dayi v'chol b'zeh yotza. All right. The truth is that this whole paragraph is really just a footnote. You know, let's just summarize this last paragraph. There's a very paradoxical situation here with regard to Ner Chanukah Bizman HaZeh. The Ran says that Bizman HaZeh, we don't need a hecker that it's a Ner Mitzvah, because Bizman HaZeh, after Shas Sakon and Eloch, it's Menichal Shulchan V'dayo. So if the Ner Chanukah is on his table, there's no hecker that it's a Ner Mitzvah. Says the Ran that apparently this whole takana of Mishas takana of Eloch just completely undermines the requirement, which is the most fundamental requirement that we spoke about, of Heker, that is a Ner Mitzvah. But that's not going to make us happy, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even Bizman HaZeh, you need a Heker that it's a Ner Mitzvah. So let's just open up the Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Shulchan Aruch actually say such a thing? Okay, Tzorach Iyun. Tadin did lika mifnim votzi lo achutz lo yotza mipnei sheinu nikar is mifush. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin that if you light on the inside of your house, one second, this doesn't make any sense. If you light, what happens if you light on the inside of your house? I'm missing something here. Well, what are we saying? That Bizman HaZeh, you can light the candle on your table, and the Ran says we dropped the requirement of Heker. Fine. So even though we normally require a Ner Acheres in order to set up a Heker, but now, according to the Ran, we're dealing with Bizman HaZeh. So Bizman HaZeh, that's where the Magen Avraham makes sense. If you only have one candle, so you light it as an Ner Chanukah with a bracha, because we're in a new epoch in history, right? We're in the post Shas Hakana V'Eloch Peh. And therefore we don't need Heker. So if you don't need Heker, so light it. Oh, so what's the problem? Tzorach Iyun that did that look mifnim votzil v'chutz lo yotzom mifnei she'en nika davi mitzvah dener mitzvah mevuar b'shulchan aruch arachayim siman tofresh ayin hei ubebach ubemogin avram shom shafilu bizman hazeh lo yotzom. I don't get it. What does that mean, lo yotza?
Lo yotza what?
Lo yotza ner chanukah.
Ner chanukah? Or that person who heard what person mean is?
No, he's saying lo yotza. Mishum she'enu nika davi ner mitzvah. But I understand we're talking about after Shas Hakana. So it must be that the Shulchan Aruch is holding that even Bizman HaZeh you need Heker. But how do you establish Heker? But where's he lighting? I don't get it. Is he lighting on his table?
Yeah, lighting inside.
If he's lighting on the inside, let him light on his table, no? And if he's lighting on his table, so there's no Heker. Let me just quickly, I'm sorry to bother you with this, but he doesn't tell you exactly where it is, Tofresh Ayin Hei, but he doesn't say, how long is Tofresh Ayin Hei? Does anybody remember? Is it like pages and pages? It's only Gimel Seifim, so we may have looked out, right? What time is it? We have 10 minutes, so let's see if we can find this. He says... The Mechaber says the following: even though we paskin that hanochos a mitzvah, don't think. I'm sorry, that hanochos a mitzvah. Don't think that that means that that there is no such thing as a makom hanocha. Meaning hanochos a mitzvah, but hanocha requires makom hanocha. Here's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. He says the following. He says, Mikol Makom, right? So the opening line in this Simon is Hadlokos a Mitzvah. And then he writes the following: Mikomakom tzorach shiadlikenu b'makom hanachasa. So there is, you know, don't misunderstand, says the Shulchan Aruch. He's like teaching us like we're babies, you know, like he's teaching us the basics. Don't misunderstand, because hadlakos and mitzvah, the concept of hanocha and a makom hanocha is completely, you know, just light it wherever you want on the face of the globe. No, you have to light it in a makom hanocha. Mayaf kevina, he says in idlika mibifnim v'hotzia labachutz lo yatzah. Sharo omer litzarku madlika. V'cheine madlika v'yochezo v'yado v'mkomo lo yotza. Sharo omer litzarku hu ochezo. Now, presumably, the Shulchan Aruch is codifying the halacha l'maisa, and this is way after Shas Sakana V'yelech. So the entire halacha madlika al Shulchano is completely... In other words, basically it works like this. There are three periods of time in history. There's the original period of time, and there we have to light it bachutz. Then there's Shas Sakana, we'll light it bifnim. And then, when the Shas Sakana passes, then we go back to the original mitzvah, you have to light it mi bachutz. That's what I think the Shulchan Aruch is saying. I mean, again, I'll have to read it with limited liability, but I think that's what he's saying.
Relight it or bring it outside?
No. He's saying like this, that we're going back to the original takon of Ner Hanukkah. If the Shas Sakana period has terminated, then we go back to the ideal requirements of Ner Hanukkah as it was formulated by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah back in the time of, well, by Chazal at the time of the takana. Okay? So therefore, if you light it on the inside, you're not Yotze. And taking it outside is not going to help you. Oh, so it means that this whole deal of Shas Sakana is gone. And if that, and apparently the Magen Avraham agrees to this, that afil bizman ezelo yotza kevin sheinu nikur davi ner mitzvah. Oh, so now let's go back to the Magen Avraham, who says that if he only has one ner, he makes a brach on that ner. But I don't understand why he's asking this question. The Mechaber is certainly not accepting this Ran. In other words, the Ran is right during the Shas Sakana. Let me go back to the Ran again. The Shas Sakana meinich al shulchano, even though there's no heker that it's in their mitzvah. Yeah, okay, but the Shulchan Aruch is talking. This man is there when there is no Shas Sakana. We went back to the original ideal mitzvah, which means that you cannot light on the inside of the house. So clearly we're not operating with this principle of Menichal Shulchano, and therefore it seems clear that from the Shulchan Aruch we require Heker that is a Ner Mitzvah. So I don't understand why he's asking from the Ran. I mean, the Ran is talking about Shas Sakana. The Shulchan Aruch is talking when it's no longer Shas Sakana. I mean, if the Shulchan Aruch is talking when it's a Shas Sakana, so why would it be possible if Hotziyav L'machutz? I mean, he's Yotzei B'mifnin. Let's just see if the Mishnah Berurah points this out. I mean, I think I'm not misleading you. He says, Hidliga B'mifnin Hotziyav L'chutz Lo Yotza. Then he says, because he's requiring heker that it's a ner mitzvah. Even though bizman is there, the answer was because it's not Shas Sakana. Does Mechaber have Shas Sakana v'yelech? Let's just see if there's a tzion here. It's Uran Chof Beis, Omid Beis, am I right? Where is Shas Sakana v'yelech? No, maybe it's Chof Alpha Beis. Where is Shas Sakana v'yelech? Who remembers? Oh, here it is, Chof Alpha Omid Beis. U'b'Shas Sakana v'nichal shulchana v'dayah. Yeah, there's no tzion here to the Shulchan Aruch. As far as I can tell, again, once again, with limited liability, the Shulchan Aruch just completely omits this halach of Shas Sakana V'yelech. So I don't understand, the Mechaber is asking Akasha from the Ran. The Ran is saying, Mishas Sakana, there's no requirement of a Heker L'Shem Mitzvah, that's a Ner Mitzvah, because he's placing the Ner on his table. What does that have to do with the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch never accepted that principle of Shas HaKana in his codification because he held that that was just a historical anomaly of the past, but it's no longer relevant today. But I still don't understand the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says if he only has one Ner, then he can make a brach on that one Ner. So again, if the Magen Avraham would be talking about Shas HaKana, I could apply and activate the Ran's principle that Mishas HaKana, they did away with all the basic requirements of Chanukah. You don't even have to have a heker that it's in their midst.
On the first Ner, when he only has one Ner, he's making it when it's still light. So that is a hakar. There is the heker. Then it says it's the shape that's in their mitzvah.
Again, you could always combine that with everything else, but he's saying the Shulchan Aruch writes if the Shulchan Aruch writes he has to light a Ner Acheres, right? He has to light a Ner Acheres. On that, the Magen Avraham comments if he doesn't have a Ner Acheres, so we're not changing the Metzius here. In other words, let's say it's pitch black at night, or he needs light in his house for whatever reason, like he doesn't have windows, and so on and so on.
So the
Mechaber says that he needs an Ner Acheres, and on that the Magen Avraham says, but if he only has one Ner, so that's what the Mechaber here says, if he has only one Ner, Tzarech Iyun. He says he's lacking in the very basic identification of the Ner as a Ner Mitzvah.
And he
tries to answer that Shas HaKana V'Eilef, but then he realizes that he can't apply the principle of Shas HaKana V'Eilef because the Magen Avraham is accepting the Shulchan Aruch, and we don't have this principle of Shas HaKana V'Eilef. So that's it. Okay, we'll stop here at Mosai. We'll have Mincha soon. I don't know what time it is. We have another 5 minutes to Mincha if anyone wants to ask any questions. But in my mind, this is mamish mind-boggling. I mean, it's a whole new restructuring of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
But Rabbi, why can't you say Shas HaKana V'Eilef?
Yeah.
That even though now the mitzvah is between the Shas HaKana V'Eilef, like Minhag HaMasechet Megillah, it was never disappeared. So it was still, the requirement remains, but it remains now as a chumrah. Before it was a killer. Before
it was critical.
Yeah. If you didn't have it, there was no Ner Mitzvah. Now it moved to a secondary position. Even though you need a, you still, the halacha is you should need a second Ner, but the Ner.
But if it's not critical, so why is it that if he lights me bifnim, then he's not yotzei?
In other words, he only has one candle. He is yotzei.
I don't think so. I think he's saying that if he lights me bifnim, if he has one candle, he has to light it on the outside. But if he lights it bifnim lo yot, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. No qualifications.
If he lights it bifnim, he's not yotze.
He's not yotze. As Loish Shein Shulchan Aruch. He says if he lights bifnim, otzir b'chutz lo yotze. He doesn't have any qualification that he's only got one there or something else. It's just outright flat. He says, oh, so the other also lo yotze, because it's all because there's no anchor in them and Lutzarko who come out with.
No, that's why.
If that be the case, then how can the Magen Avraham say that if he doesn't have a Ner Acheres, he should light that Ner? So you may say that we did away with the requirement of Ner Acheres, but that, of Heker and Ner, but that's against the Shulchan Aruch. So he leaves this Bitzarach even.
The Psum in this, I'm sorry, I missed the had a upshot.
Grandson or?
Great nephew.
He came
over from America for it. Yeah. So,
that's
good. But Sue and Lisa, I'm not sure you spoke about it. Is it on the Nair or on the Havlok or something like that?
Thank you so much. Since we're holding now that hadlokos and mitzvahs, it's got to be in the hadlok. Yeah, the hadlok has to have
last week. It seemed to be more on the, just on the Nair. The Nair is lit.
Right.
With the what if it's
right? Right. We need the person on this. So if he has a case, let's see how many puts it down. Then he has now the person on this. In the Ner Acheres case, says it doesn't help to have it on there. Because that's already the basic requirement. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But again, that last piece, I don't want anyone to get the misimpression. It doesn't undermine everything we said. I mean, we're still trying to sift through the Shulchan Aruch exactly. Does he require a heker that it's an Ner mitzvah? Does he not? I mean, that's a valid research project, and those knots have to be ironed out somehow. But in terms of the very basic, you know, structure that he created, I mean, it's, in my mind, this is like, you know, this is beyond.